Oh, that's right. We're going to have a very special tribute to 9/11 today. You know, it's this, of course, happened September 11th, 2001, and it is, of course, now 11 years later. Thought it would be important to remember this day and remember all those that were lost and how we stood up to fight and how we have continued to fight. And as I was looking for some good music to be able to kick off this remembrance ceremony today, I couldn't think of anything better. Well, I mean, I've got several choices for you here today, but I decided to start it off with The Eagle by Waylon Jennings. You know, some people think we've lost our fire. No, the eagle still flies. So I want to play that for you as we begin this very special remembrance of 9/11 in our country and what it has meant to us futuristically and how we have responded. So here it is, The Eagle by Waylon Jennings.
Lord knows I am peaceful when I'm left alone. I've always been an eagle, been a while since I have flown. My claws are sharp as ever, so's my eagle eye. Something's gonna go to ground when the eagle flies. Lately I've heard rumors that the eagle may be lame. Just because I've been idle don't mean that I'm tame. You've jeopardized my freedom, my natural place to roost. I can fly when I have to. They've turned the eagle loose. So lay on your doubts aside when you go to bed tonight. My feathers are all ruffled now. I'm ready for a fight. Just because I took a while to fly, I don't mean I don't care. When you feel the shadows crossing, the eagle's in the air. So lay all your doubts aside when you go to bed tonight. My feathers are all ruffled now. I'm ready for a fight. Just because I took a while to fly, I don't mean I don't care. When you feel the shadows crossing, the eagle's in the air. When you feel the shadow crossing, the eagle's in the air.
Now, back on September 23rd, 2001, Rudy Giuliani spoke at a citywide prayer service, and that, of course, was at Yankee Stadium. And he said some things that I thought were pretty profound. I wanted to share those with you. Maybe you remember them, maybe you don't. But even in the midst of the darkest tragedy, there are miracles that help our faith go on. I would like to share one miracle of September 11th with you. St. Paul's Chapel is one of the oldest and most historic buildings in the city of New York. It was built in 1766 when the surrounding area was still countryside. The chapel survived our War of Independence, including 7 years of wartime occupation. After George Washington was inaugurated the first president of the United States in New York City on April 30, 1789, he walked to St. Paul's and he kneeled down to pray. The pew where he worshipped is still there. Framed on the wall beside it is the oldest known representation of the Great Seal of the United States of America. It's a majestic eagle holding in one talon an olive branch proclaiming our ability and abiding desire for peace, and in the other a cluster of arrows, a forewarning of our determination to defend our liberty. On the banner above the eagle is written, E pluribus unum, out of many, one. For the past 25 years, the chapel stood directly in the shadow of the World Trade Center towers. When the towers fell, more than a dozen modern buildings were destroyed and damaged. Yet somehow, amid all the destruction and devastation, St. Paul's Chapel still stands without so much as a broken window. It's a small miracle in some ways, but the presence of that chapel standing defiant and serene among the ruins of war sends an eloquent message about the strength and resilience of the people of New York City and the people of America. We unite under the banner of E Pluribus Unum. We find strength in our diversity. We are a city where people look different, talk different, think different, but we're a city at one with all the people of the World Trade Center and with all of America. We love our diversity. We love our freedom. Like our founding fathers who fought and died for freedom, like our ancestors who fought and died to preserve our union, like our fathers and grandfathers who fought and died to liberate the world from Nazism, fascism, and communism, the cluster of arrows to defend our freedom and the olive branch of peace have now been handed to us. We will hold them firmly in our hands, honor their memory, and lift them up towards heavens to light the world. In the days since this attack, we have met the worst of humanity with the best of humanity. I thought that was a very, very moving speech that he made that day, and I think it is still as eloquent today. And as we think back to all the devastation over the weekend, I'm sure on the TV everyone has seen scenes of so much devastation and remembering where you were on 9/11. I remember I was at home in the kitchen. I was getting ready to come to work. And I looked up at the TV. Jeff had already gone to work. And I looked up at the TV, and I saw this, saw the plane going into the Twin Tower. And I thought, is this a new movie? What is this, a new movie? Well, at first, that's what I thought it was, until I stood there in horror and saw the fact that this was reality, and we were seeing it as it happened. I know everybody has a story about where they were. And I immediately went and picked up the phone and called Jeff and said, you better turn on the TV right now and see what's happening. And in an instant, I think everybody's lives changed, not only for the people of New York City, but for the people across our nation. And as we reflect back and we look at the situation and where we are today, they have built the beautiful memorial there. They have a museum that's going to be opening, I think, in 2014, is it? There certainly is a calmness in the area, but still, one remembers. So I am Ann Eller right here with you this afternoon. We're going to be playing a little music. We're going to be talking about some of the issues that dealt with 9/11, playing a little music, thinking about our country, and hoping that it's not too late for our country to get back on track. We have certainly seen the worst devastation on our soil back on 9/11. We certainly have fought many wars across this country to try to make things right and to do what we all believe is right. We have an election coming up on November 6th. That'll be your opportunity to see if we can right our country and put people back to work. Because if we don't get our people back to work, all the bloodshed and all that we have spent will be for naught. I'm Ann Eller right here with you today on WCRS as we remember back 9/11/2001 right here on WCRS. I'll play another song for you, and then we'll hear a word from our sponsors.
Just a picture on a table, just some letters Mama saved,
and the cotton brooch from England. On the back it has engraved, to Eileen I love you, London 1943. And she never heard from him again, and he never heard of me. And the war still ain't over for Mama. Every night in her dreams she still sees the young face of someone who left her. Tell her love and sweet memory. In Mama's bedroom closet, to this day on her top shelf, there's a blank folded three corners, laying all by itself. And the sergeant would surely be honored to know how pretty she still is, and that after all these lonely years, his Eileen still is. And the war still ain't over for Mama. Every night in her dreams she still sees the young face of someone who left her.
Oh, that's right. The Statler Brothers, Silver Medal, Sweet Memories. And I know there are a lot of sweet memories out there. Hey, let's hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Happy days, Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days, Thursday, Friday.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Have you ever spent the late afternoon watching the purple shadows deepen in the Arizona desert? Or seen a herd of elk plow their way through waist-deep snow on a cold Colorado dawn? Did you ever see the sun go down in Hawaii or see the stormy waves break over the rock-bound coast of Maine? Or have you ever seen an eagle fly up out of the mists of Alaska or a big October moon hanging full over the still Dakota Badlands? Have you ever tasted the gumbo in New Orleans, barbecue in Carolina, or the chicken wings in Buffalo? Have you ever had Brunswick stew in Macon, or cornbread in Birmingham, or brisket slow-cooked over hill country mesquite wood? Did you ever drink the water from a gurgling branch in Utah, or stand on the mountain above El Paso del Norte and see the lights twinkling clear over into Mexico? Did you ever jingle horses in the pre-dawn stillness of a perfect Texas day and watch their shod hooves kicking up sparks on the volcanic rock, or tended a trot line on a foggy Carolina morning, or heard the distant song of a lovesick whippoorwill in a pristine Tennessee late night? Have you seen the faces on Mount Rushmore or stood at the Vietnam Monument? Have you ever crossed the mighty Mississippi or been to the daddy of them all in Cheyenne, Wyoming, or seen the mighty balls run out on the football field on a chilly autumn afternoon? Did you ever see the Chicago skyline from Lakeshore Drive at night, or the New England foliage in the fall, or the summer beauty of the Shenandoah Valley, or Indiana covered with new snow. Did you ever see a herd of wild horses running free across the empty spaces in the bottom? Or caught a walleye pike out of a cold Wisconsin stream, or marveled at the tall ships docked in the harbor in Baltimore? Did you ever see the early morning dew sparkling on the bluegrass, or the wind stir the wheat fields on a hot Kansas afternoon, or driven the lonely stretches of old Route 66? Have you ever heard the church bells peal their call to worship on an early Sunday in some small town in the deep south, or passed through the redwood forest as the sun was going down? Have you ever been to Boise or Baxley or Beaufort or Billings? Have you ever passed through Sanford or Suffolk or San Angelo? Have you ever seen the falls at Niagara, the Ice Palace in St. Paul, or the Gateway to the West? This then is America, the land God blesses with everything. And no Eiffel Tower, no Taj Mahal, no Alps, no Andes, no native hut, nor royal palace can rival her awesome beauty, her diverse population, her monolithic majesty. America the free, America the mighty, America the beautiful. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't know about you, but I really like that song. I really like the sentiment. I really like the fact that we have a tremendous country here. We were under attack on September 11th, 2001, where we had 2,977 victims plus the 19 hijackers. There were 2,606 in New York City, 246 on the four planes, 125 killed at the Pentagon. So we had a massive loss there, and still our country stands, and still we go forth. And we fight the battle every day, whether it's the battle for our freedom or the battle for our lives. We seem to have to fight every day. And Americans, we stand up and do that. We are proud. We are proud of the fact that we are capable of doing that. And may nobody ever take that away from our country, because our country is just that great. 2,977 victims plus 19 hijackers did not die in vain. I'm Ann Eller right here at WCRS. It's our very special tribute to 9/11. We're going to hear South Carolina news, a word from our sponsors, and I'll be back. Certainly hope you'll stay with us right here on 9/11/2012.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Tries to put my Snoopy down.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, just doing a little tribute this afternoon to 9/11, to the victims and to those that survive on. You know, one of the things that I heard that was good news is that all the first responders, a lot of them have gotten cancer through the inhalation of the stuff up there, and they now have made a consideration. They will be covering those cancers. I think that's terrific. So it's about time. It's about time that they took care of that. So I'm glad to hear that. Other things that I wanted to tell you about today, we're going to play some more music, but I do have a few things I want to make sure you know about. Let's see. Let's do a temperature check right out there right now. What have we got for weather? It's very beautiful. I tell you what, I wish I was just out there enjoying this glorious, glorious day out there that we have. Right now, it is 79 degrees, beautiful sunny skies out there. Feels like 80 degrees. And, of course, what are we looking for tonight? We're looking for partly cloudy with a low of 58. And tomorrow, a few clouds early, otherwise mostly sunny, high near 80 degrees. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, low of 57. So that's take us through Wednesday, hump day, and then coming up on Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 81, low of 60. Absolutely no chance of rain, they say. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, what about Friday? Friday, maybe a 10% chance of rain. Partly cloudy skies, high of 81, low of 60. You know, coming up on Thursday, they are going to have Live After 5. Live After 5 is going to be here, and of course it's going to be a big, big, big show Thursday afternoon, so you don't want to miss that. What else is happening on Thursday? Well, you know, it's going to be the NRA banquet is Thursday night. So you'll be able to be uptown, enjoy the music, then go on over there if you like to the NRA banquet, always having a good time, always protecting our Second Amendment rights. And let me tell you, our Second Amendment rights are pretty darn important. Pretty darn important. That's right. That's the right to bear arms. You know, the thing about the NRA, they do a lot of good in the communities, particularly in, of course, the NRA for South Carolina. A lot of the money goes to the national, but it comes right back to the local areas. One of the areas that benefits from that, you know, they have a firearms program out there at Piedmont Tech Gunsmithing, and they help them with that. They help some sheriff's departments. They help some a lot of different places where the money really is used on a local level. So the NRA, an invaluable organization right here, and, you know, for South Carolina, we like our guns. We like being protected. So, don't forget, if you want to carry a gun, make sure that you get a concealed permit to be able to do that. So you need to go through some training in order to get that, but it was well, well worth it. I am surprised at how many people have concealed weapon permits and actually carry guns. So there you go. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you this afternoon, just thinking about 9/11, thinking about the horror and how we were all glued to the TVs during that time. In fact, it became very difficult to pull ourselves away. We need to say a big thank you to all the first responders across our country who went to New York City and made sure that things were taken care of. And the massive amount of effort from food, for Food for Humans, to even dog food for the dogs and the pets and all this type of thing. You know, we forget what a huge undertaking that was to bring that city back up to its glory that it was returned to, and relatively quickly. But I'm going to tell you what, there was a lot of suffering, and there's still suffering for those that were directly hit or involved by this, meaning their family members. Can you imagine talking to somebody on the phone for the very last time and then the phone goes dead and you're never able to talk to them again? Things like that just really shake you up when you think about it. But we have gone on. We have made things bigger. We have made things better. The only thing we have is an economy that doesn't seem to quite kick in and give us what we need so that we can finish the job. You know, we have tomorrow morning on the I Love Ann Show, I will be talking to Congressman Jeff Duncan on the air. We're going to be talking about maybe a wrap-up of the two conventions. Of course, we had the Republican convention the week before. Last week was the Democratic convention. Lots of conversation going on about who's ahead and who isn't and who's doing the best job and who can help our country the most. The one thing I say about it is that you need to listen to all sides. Being one-sided doesn't really give you the answers, but listen to all sides and then make up your own mind. If you will make up your own mind, you will come to a conclusion and then vote your conscience. We have a lot of people that are talking about just sitting on the sideline, not voting this election, because they're disgusted with both sides. That might be being disgusted. I understand that. But the one thing that you cannot be is passive on voting. Make sure that you make a decision. The very nature and fabric of our country may depend on your vote. So regardless of whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, please make sure that you vote this election. Make sure that you're not just voting straight party just to vote straight party. Maybe you want to think about it. Maybe you see that some Democrats would be better. Maybe you see that more Republicans are better. Maybe you need to run a split ticket. Hey, you know, that's your right. You don't have to just pull a lever. So please think about who is the best person for the job. That is what this is all about. And it is a job, and it's not, it comes down to politics, but it is a job. And we need the best person for the job in charge in all these different offices. It's just like, to me, it's a travesty that we don't have enough people running for the school board. We have two seats that are blank. We're going to have a write-in vote in order to fill the school board. Now, people think that someone will come forward, but why didn't they come forward before would be my question. Why didn't we already have people on hand to do this? I don't understand it, folks. But then again, sometimes it's not my place to understand it. But I am right here with you on WCRS this afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon, you're going to get a treat. Tomorrow afternoon, Governor Christie, I was able to record the remarks that Governor Chris Christie, made to the Republican breakfast, the South Carolina delegation. They really are terrific, and I think you would really enjoy them. So we're going to play those for you tomorrow afternoon. Thursday afternoon, I believe we have Newt Gingrich. We may have his comments and even Marco Rubio's comments. So I think you would get a kick out of hearing the candidness that they talked to the delegations. Is it a speech? Yes. It is a little bit different, though, because it is said in front of a smaller group, and most of them even took questions from the audience, which I thought was very gracious. Hey, I am Ann Eller. When I come back, I've got some more music to play and some more things to tell you, so don't you go away.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday.
Gold dust at my feet
on the sunny side of... This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. But I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
That's right. We really need to bless the USA every day. We need all the help we can get. So as we move forward here, just thinking about all of those that have gone before us, we are fortunate to be here. And sometimes it just doesn't seem that way because, gosh darn it, life is tough out there. But we are very fortunate. So God bless the USA. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you, right here on WCRS, just trying to do a little special. Church bells, very significant, very much part of our whole symbolism. But that is really going to be what I plan to do for you here today. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that it has made you think about our country, ourselves, and where we're headed here. Tomorrow morning, as I've said, we will have Congressman Jeff Duncan on in the 9 o'clock hour. At 9:35 tomorrow, we will have Senator Jim DeMint with us. So I plan to be asking him a lot of questions. So if you have a question or a comment, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. If there's something you'd like me to ask either of them, please don't hesitate to give us a call or send us an email. That's WCRS@WCRS1450am.net. So make sure you're tuned in tomorrow morning. That is on the I Love Ann Show from in the 9 o'clock hour. Other things we have that we want to make sure that we just go over, the NRA banquet, like I said, is Thursday afternoon. You can get your tickets at Hunter's headquarters, 229-2034, 229-2034. Tickets are, let's see, individual dinner ticket is $30, youth ticket is $15, and that will be, as I said, Thursday evening. Starts, doors open at 5:45 at the American Legion Building. Lots of live and silent auctions. They've got games, they got special drawings, and the silent auction goes on for days. So if you like to come out there, and I don't know what we're having for food Thursday night, but it's always something good, so make sure you're come on out and check that out Thursday night at the American Legion Building, 806 Calhoun Avenue. For tickets or for more information, you can call Hunter's headquarters, 229-2034. That's 229-2034. You know, there's another great event that's going to be happening on Saturday, Wheels for Heroes 2. You know, we had the first Wheels for Heroes last year when the Wall That Heals was here. Of course, that was a big event for 9/11. Carrie Bolt did an excellent job pulling all that together this year. They have pulled together the program, particularly the one that they had over here on the bypass at the old Walmart Plaza. And Friday, September 14th, they're going to have silent and live auctions at the new Veterans Affairs Building. Of course, that's at the old library right there on Main Street. If you haven't been over there, you need to get over there and check it out. Silent preview will be going on from 10 to 7. The live auction, I believe, is from 7 to 8 p.m. They say there are vacation packages, restaurant packages, furniture, and more. So lots of good stuff there. Saturday, September 15th, open bike and car cruise-in, plus drive or ride benefit run with a $1,000 purse. First out at 10 a.m. from the plaza, last in at 3 p.m. to the plaza. $15 for your first hand, $10 for your second hand, $5 for extra hands. And, of course, a minimum $10 donation per cruise-in entry. They're also going to be having a free live concert from 5 to 8 p.m. That is with David Cooler, who was the 2008 and 2009 Country Music Awards winner. So this is going to be a lot of fun, and it's an all-day event. So if you'd like to get out there and have a good time and support our veterans, this is an excellent program to be doing that. And, you know, there's no better cause than to helping our veterans. So that's a couple of things going on. Of course, I got a lot more. Friday night will be football. Emerald High will be playing. And, of course, you'll be able to hear all the details right here on WCRS. It's going to be a very special event, which I'm not going to tell you about today. I'll tell you about tomorrow. But a very special event at Emerald High School this coming Friday night. So you're going to want to be there and or be tuned in on the radio with Jonathan Graves and Rob Gilchrist doing all the good stuff. So that's a few things. Of course, Clemson football will be on Saturday. Fortunately, though, for those that like Trash to Treasures, we'll be on the air from 9 until 12, and then I believe Clemson takes over at the 12 o'clock hour. Game is either 3 or 3:30, so they'll be taking over then. But, you know, that's some of the things going on. Of course, I love telling you everything that's going on. If you've got an event that you'd like us to be able to talk about and make sure everybody knows about it, please make sure to send it to WCRS at WCRS1450AM.net. In the time that is remaining, do want to tell you that the price of gold stayed pretty steady today. What did the price of gold close out at? Well, let's just take a look right now and see what we've got. We're at 4:58 in the afternoon, so price of gold is going to be closing out. Let's check it and see what it did here today. Price of gold. I've been amazed that it has stayed up and that it hasn't really fallen back. Now, it's not really moving anymore, but it is staying pretty steady here, so let's just see what the final price is. This morning it was $17.35. Right now closed out at $17.3240. That's $17.3240. And silver has closed out at $33.49. That's $33.49. So good places for both these metals to be at. And you should be here to see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Don't forget, you can always go to our website, sharpfacetsgallery.com, and check out the price of gold. It's always listed right there. Also, make sure you see the new pieces we just put up there. We put two or three diamond pieces and a gorgeous sterling silver story bracelet, a bangle, and belt. So make sure you check that out. But that's going to do it for me. I am Ann Eller. I'm right here at Sharp Facets Gallery, right here on WCRS, right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody, and God bless us, each and every one. I certainly hope you enjoyed my special tribute show for 9/11. Good night, everybody.